15-1 is such a classic format, and especially since Remedy relaunched the new series with Sandy, it's been really popular. And we've had people on the program as well who've been on series 10, 20 years ago with William G. Stewart. So there's still plenty of people who are up for the challenge. I think people see it as one of those. It's quite a good accolade to have if you're a quizzer and into your general knowledge to say you've been on 15-1 and hopefully not done too badly.
Yeah, I think it's a badge of honour, Sam. It's a badge of honour.
Definitely. So what is the process then? If people are turning up to the auditions, do they just have to perform well with their general knowledge, or are you looking for more? Are you looking for a bit of spark, a bit of personality, some X factor?
Yeah, I mean, it's all of that. We do a bit of a general knowledge test at the audition, and we're just it's quite relaxed, really. We'll chat to everybody. We do little interviews on camera as well. So it's kind of everything, but it's general knowledge, your personality. Just we want everybody to apply and give it a go. We want just a broad range of people.
Okay. I've been on Weakest Link, I've been on Golden Balls, and I've been on an unaired pilot with Vernon Kay, which I don't think is going to get picked up, like most of Vernon Kay's shows.
That was the one where they text you the questions, wasn't it? Vernon just texts you.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, that's the one.
Morning, Vernon.
Sam, I think personally, either you or me should go for an audition at 15-1.
When this came up in the office yesterday, Richard Shaw Wright, who is on Daytimes today, he said he wanted to do it.
Did he really?
As long as he could be filmed doing so.
What, film the audition process?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well,
is that possible, Sam?
We could do that.
Oh, well, I'm not sure. I can ask the guys in the office.
There you go. All right.
We'll
check that out. Yeah, on the spot there, Sam. The correct answer was, yes, we can accommodate that. But all right, well, tell you what, Sam, I think you've got some stuff prepared for us, because I think we probably need to, well, test out whether or not either myself or Sam here in the studio could actually attend the audition and maybe get on 15-1. Are you up for this, Bridges?
Go on. I'll probably fail. I'm not good on the spot, under pressure.
Not good on the spot, he's telling me right now. Not good on the spot. Sam, I believe you've got 3 questions each for us. Is that right? Oh, sorry, 5 questions each. Is that right?
I've got 5 questions here, and these are all questions that are featured on 15-1 in the last few seasons.
Right, okay.
So I'll give you a good idea of the type of questions that we ask on the programme.
Okay.
And can you ask these questions, Sam, in the voice of Sandy, please?
I'll try my very best.
All right, then. Right, okay. So what we'll do is we'll let Sam go first. You'll get your 5 questions, Sam. If you get a question right, you'll hear this sound. If you get a question wrong, you'll hear this sound. Okay.
Right, I'm hoping for sport and Daily Mail celebrities.
If anything on Taylor Swift, you're sorted. He is the Taylor Swift, part of the Taylor Swift fan club. Here we go then. Let's have some music. Right, have some tense music going. Sam, in your own time, 5 questions for Sam Bridges. This is his 15-1 audition. Away you go.
Okay, Sam, for your first question. The word tactile relates to which of the 5 human senses?
Tactile. I don't know. Hearing?
Incorrect.
Touch.
It was touch.
Okay. Question number 2, okay. Sam.
Question number 2. What is the stage name of Tim Bergling, the Swedish music producer and DJ who had his hit singles in the UK, including Levels, Wake Me Up, and Hey Brother?
I'm hovering over the button, by the way. I'm just going to tell you.
Avicii.
Correct.
Get in there.
Mommy. Wow, that's one correct. Okay, Sam.
Unrivaled knowledge.
Question number 3.
Okay, number 3. In 2005, Melania Knauss became the third wife of which US properties developer and reality television personality turned politician?
Old Donald.
Nice, nice.
The man with the great hair.
Two out of three so far. Sam, question number four.
Just before it adopted the euro as its currency, which country featured on its 200 franc note an image of the musician Adolf Sax, the inventor of the saxophone?
Oh my God.
Switzerland? No, they're not in
the
France.
Euro. No, it was Belgium.
Oh. So still only two. One more question.
I knew it was one of those countries around there.
Okay, this is your final question.
Well, what are those European countries?
Oh,
what
yeah,
are those?
We don't talk about them anymore.
All right, okay. We don't talk about them, though. They're dead to us. Okay, go on then. Sam, final question.
So this final question, this was the question in the grand final 2 series ago that won somebody £40,000.
Wow. So, no pressure.
So no pressure. Here we go. And which is the only Shakespeare play whose usual title contains the word comedy?
Oh, yeah. Usual title?
Yeah. I think I know this one.
£40,000.
It's usual title?
Hmm.
I don't know. Is there what?
Oh, you can hear the cogs whirring.
I don't even know if it is. Is there a Shakespeare thing called Comedy of Errors or something like that? Yeah.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct.
There you go.
You done for that?
There you go. Well done.
My brain was thinking that's far too easy to say that. For 40K.
For 40K, yeah, that's actually, yeah. So when your brain tricked you there, didn't it?
So, Sam, when you make that checkout, it's Bridges with a Y, not an I.
Yeah, 40 grand to Sam Bridges. Okay, so that's 3 out of 5, Sam. Well, that wasn't too bad.
I'm quite happy with that.
That's all right.
I'm sure they should have got the first one.
You should have done. Okay, right, Sam, 5 more questions. This is for me now. I've got to beat 3. Here we go. Okay, first question, please, Sam.
Okay, first question. Which 1998 Disney animated feature film is based on a popular Chinese folk tale about a girl who disguised herself as a male warrior?
Mulan.
Correct.
Come on, start off with a film question. That's it. I'm rocking and rolling now. Here we go. Question number two, Samuel.
Number two, which BAFTA-winning television sitcom, first broadcast in 2001, is set in the Slough branch of a fictional paper merchant called Wernham Hogg?
I'm just going to go like this and say The Office. Thank you very
come
much.
Come on.
Two for two.
You're just feeding him.
Film, TV, what's going to be next? I don't know. Bournemouth? Who knows? Right, question.
The haircuts of David Beckham coming up.
Question number three. Here we go.
Okay, here we go. It is a sport question. Which British former athlete who went on to be a regular pundit on BBC television coverage of the sport won a gold medal in the heptathlon at the 2000 Sydney Olympics?
Denise Lewis.
Correct.
Oh!
An easier question.
3 out of 3 so far. This is, and I've already got your score. I only need one more right to beat Sam Bridges.
This
here
is
we
ridiculous.
Go. Question number four. Sam, go for it.
Okie doke. The first Bosphorus Bridge, which opened in Turkey in 1973, links Europe with which other continent?
Africa.
Oh, no, it's wrong.
Oh, sorry. What is it?
It's Asia.
Ah! All right, okay, so still
cocky.
3.
You're
still
cocky there.
Oh, I've only got one left. Okay, all right, okay.
Africa.
Well, that's what I thought about. Oh, all right, calm yourself.
Man, it's a hard one. Sam.
Okay,
come
here
on.
We go. All right, well, final question then, Sam. All right, here we go. Go for it.
Final question. Again, this was in a grand final, and this won somebody £40,000.
Wow.
So, here we go. Which planet in our solar system is named after the Roman counterpart of the Greek god Eris?
Which planet in our solar system is named after the counterpart to the Greek god Eris?
Your hair's melting right now.
Eris.
Brill cream dripping down his forehead.
I honestly don't know the answer. I'm going to guess.
It's not 15 to 1.
I'm going to guess.
A better chance than that.
Aries. I'm going to guess at Jupiter.
It's incorrect. It was Mars.
Ah!
Do you have a tiebreaker? Just wasting our time.
I think it's a draw. It's a draw. We've come up with a draw.
I'm out of questions, unfortunately.
There you go. It's a draw. I'm quite happy with a draw. I would have been happy. I'm happy with that. Aren't you?
No.
Why not?
Typical. This is exactly what's wrong with the England football team.
Why?
No, I'm happy with the draw. I'm happy with it.
Well, I'm happy with that.
You'll win. It's not a winner or loser.
Well, yeah, but sometimes, you know, it's good to share. It's good to share, Sam.
Share.
Get your applications into the show and you can settle it with Sandy.
There you go. You see, we'll do it live on TV.
That should be the hashtag of the show, settle it with Sandy. I like it.
If you want to apply, you can email 15to1apps, which is at 15to1apps@remedyproductions.tv. The details will be up on radioyorkshire.co.uk. Sam Pothamthwaite, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Cheers for that.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.